This is episode 1722. Welcome to the Daily Guided Meditation. How are you doing? I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored you are here getting ready to do one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself, and that is to meditate. In today's episode, you are going to discover a meditation technique to allow your true authentic self to shine forth. And this is truly the way to create those friendships of the great, as C.S. Lewis described a few episodes back. I shared how he described those friendships of the great to be the enduring, lifelong friendships that make such a difference in your quality of life. And I want to share with you a message I received from a fellow meditator who listens here to the podcast, and he reached out wanting to know if I could share some insight on what to do if you have trouble making friends, maintaining the friendship, and cultivating friendships in general. And I thought this was such a great question because as I did some research, I discovered how lonely and isolated we have become. And so in this episode, you will discover how to best connect with people who you have something in common with, and then how to keep a friendship going based on a mutual interest, and then how to cultivate more friendships. So when you think about how to go about finding good friends, or just simply finding a friend, most of the research suggested working on yourself first. And that doesn't necessarily mean improving yourself, suddenly becoming this new, better person, because who you are is just fine. If you just hone your skills a little bit by becoming aware of your best qualities, the qualities you have within you already that others would appreciate. This might seem obvious, but actually, it's so common to conceal your best qualities because you may feel as though you might be rejected. And so you might reveal more of your superficial qualities. If you could connect with someone around a shared interest or passion, then you're much more likely to become authentically and naturally engaged with others around this passion. And they're more likely to become authentically engaged with you. You might be on the shy side, and so that might inhibit you reaching out of your comfort zone to meet someone new. So your shared passion can pull you out of your shell. And there is research from the University of Kansas that reveals how long it takes to make a friend. This is a report published in the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships, and Associate Professor of Communication Studies, Jeffrey Hall, found it takes roughly 50 hours of time together to move from mere acquaintance to casual friend, 90 hours to go from that stage to simple friend status, and more than 200 hours before you can consider someone your close friend. And this can include time spent hanging out, joking around, playing video games. Hours spent working together don't count as much, Hall's study found. So you have to be connecting on something that you're passionate about and excited about, not something that you feel kind of placed together to accomplish a certain task. So this is actually an article from the University of Kansas, and it's written by Rick Hellman. So when you reach out to others with a shared passion or interest, you're naturally going to be spending 90 or 50 or 200 hours together over time will allow a friendship to blossom. And you will have had so many enjoyable hours together. So this is a valuable way to make a friend, to maintain the friendship, and to continue to cultivate friendships by focusing on your passion. And you can do this. In fact, there are some friendship apps out there, just a few of the many. One of them is called Bumble BFF. And this is not the dating Bumble app, but literally the Bumble app that allows you to make platonic friendships. So you can start the conversation about something you're passionate about and see how many friends you make. There's another one called Friender. Friender is an app that allows you to be matched by at least one favorite activity in common. It gives you a little more to talk about, plus the chance to meet people with the same interest as you. So those are just two of the many friendship apps out there. And they also, in their descriptions, talk about meeting people with similar interests. So I thank you to the fellow meditator who asked me how to make friends if you have trouble meeting people and maintaining friendships. It does take time. So allow yourself to commit to doing something you love while you share this mutual passion with your new friends. So as you get ready to settle yourself down today to do your meditation technique, this is going to be a technique where you focus on your sixth chakra. And this is a chakra where you release your ego. That means your attachments or your likes, your dislikes, those things that can create a layer of separation between you and those you meet. And it also involves connecting to your essence, your true essence, the divine within you. So when you spend a little time thinking about your best qualities, and then you put it into action by living out those qualities, you will find that others become drawn to you like a magnet, and you thrive in your friendship quest. So, as always, the full guided meditations are on my Sip and Om meditation app. You can meditate up to 30 minutes every day with a fresh guided full meditation, and you can try it for 2 weeks, absolutely free access to over 1,700 guided meditations. You also get a journal. It's a friendship journal for this week. The journals are always customized with a weekly theme in mind. And you get a slowdown guide, which is like a meditation cheat sheet at your fingertips with the different techniques. I share a new one every day that you can do as you meditate. So again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app if you want to go deeper into your meditations. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, calming your mind and your body, and focus on some attachments you may have, some wants or desires or pride or feeling self-doubt. Those egocentric qualities that may hold you back from making the friends who will be excited to know you. Just take a few moments reflecting on what is holding you back from expressing who you are, being your authentic self. And then bring to mind those qualities. Think of at least three. You have so many more. But think of at least three qualities that you could cultivate within yourself that would allow you to connect with others who would appreciate these qualities within you. Meditate, allowing yourself to immerse yourself into stillness. And if your mind wanders, bring it back to focusing your breath until your body becomes calm again. So, what are your best qualities your friends will love getting to know? You are so worth slowing down for.